Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I'm here in Durham, North Carolina at, well, we're not quite at Duke's Coffee House yet. We're at Cosmic Cantina enjoying some delicious burritos, and I'm here with a band from Australia. They're called Straight Arrows, and I was wondering if you could introduce yourselves.
I am Owen.
And what do you play?
I play guitar and I sing too.
G'day mate, I'm Bruce and I play guitar.
I'm Adam and I play drums.
I'm Angie and I play bass.
Where are you from in Australia?
We're from Sydney. Me and Alex live in a suburb called Darlington, which is near Redfern. Adam lives in Bondi, and Angie just moved to Gladesville. They're all suburbs of Sydney.
And how long has Straight Arrows been a band for?
10 years.
Shit, almost 10 years.
10 years, wow.
Yeah. Get gold watches soon.
Well, how did everyone in the band first meet each other?
I met Alex. We kind of played in a weird little friends band together when we were really young. And that kind of lasted one show. Then we moved on and met each other again a few years later. Now Angie I met, she used to play in heaps of bands I'd go see. And Adam, his housemate, I knew her, and she took me around their house one time, and I saw a drum kit in his room, so I thought he could play drums. No, he couldn't, but it's all right.
And he's still,
and nothing's changed.
You were touring the States with the OCs, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, we were.
How's that been going?
That was really good. We got to play to massive crowds in America. Like, the most we've ever got to play to in America, for sure. Like, we did Gonafest 5 years ago, 5 years back. And that wasn't nearly as big as, you know, playing at Warsaw or Bowery Ballroom in New York. That was wild. And, you know, all the shows are sold out, too, because everyone loves OCs over here.
Yeah.
So it was good to play to a whole new crowd.
Do you remember the last time we met? It was a very long time ago.
It was at a weird place in Raleigh. What was that bar called?
I think it was called The Union. It's not there anymore.
Yeah, right.
Now it's a Mexican restaurant or a bar, bottle shop, so it's something else now. So it's just lost to history.
But the whole history of Straight Arrows played there.
And you played with the band Death Wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great show. I remember that.
Immediately after Straight Arrows played. Feel that.
What happened?
The venue shut down straight after we played.
Yeah, we're like, we can't handle this rock and roll. Yeah.
Shut down out of disgust.
And you just put out a new single, is that right?
Yeah, we did a single just for America called Turn Me Off.
A special gift to America from us.
Yeah. You know, when you visit someone, you know, for dinner, you usually bring, like, I don't know, some after-dinner mints or a bottle of wine. And this is us bringing that wine to America. Because you don't have very good wine here anyway, so.
That's true. And are you in the process of recording a new album?
Yeah, I've been working on it. I've been working on writing it all. And I reckon when I get back, I'm going to just rip into it. And we'll learn all the songs and record it.
Do you know if that's going to be on a label? Do you have a name for the album also?
Nah. Early days. That's usually the last thing we think of.
And Owen, you've been doing a lot of recording recently, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been doing that as, you know, one of my jobs.
You also recorded a dance song recently, right? Is it Do the Ape?
Oh, yeah, I did a little song called Do the Ape. Actually, Alex does a bit of backing vocals and clapping on it, too.
Are you going to be on Top of the Pops soon with that one?
I think that would be great. I mean, on the single, there's all these kind of dance moves, how to do it, and photos. So, you know, I'd look forward to appearing on Top of the Pops.
Oh, yeah.
I think if I have any chance, it's with the ape. Just in a gorilla mask.
Have the Straight Arrows ever played on a TV show before?
No. No, in Australia, there's not really any opportunity. There used to be an opportunity to do it, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
So, I don't know. Is it common here?
No, not really. I think it's kind of moved on to podcast and YouTube and all that stuff.
Yeah, we had some friends that just played on TV in Australia, but it was on a football-related show. And I don't think we'd really appeal to football fans.
There is a show in England, a football show, and they had Marky Smith from The Fall on because he does the Fall does the theme song.
Wow.
Called Sparta FC. And they had Marky Smith on to read the football scores, which went about as well as you would imagine.
Could anyone understand him?
Not really. He just read the... very dryly read the scores for like 10 minutes, and they're like, okay.
Thank you, Marky Smith.
So I don't know if you guys would ever do anything like that.
I definitely do. I was a bit of a radio guy back in Sydney.
Oh, yeah, you can come on my radio show. I do some community radio on a Friday arvo. Me and my friend do, like, a three-hour show.
Yeah.
What is your show called?
It's just called our name, Sweetie and Al. Arvo's is Sweetie and Al.
And what station is this on?
It's on a station called FBI. It's 94.5.
Do you have, is it Triple J? Is that a popular station in Australia?
This is more like a community station, so this is all volunteers and stuff. But yeah, Triple J is a big thing in Australia. Yeah.
That's kind of like the only national radio outlet in Australia. And so it's the same kind of stuff syndicated around the country simultaneously. And they got some weird music policies.
Is it all rubbish or there's any good stuff on there?
Occasionally good stuff will get onto it, but it's kind of like pre-digested. They kind of have a very specific mindset of what
it's sort of like. It used to be way more it used to be a lot more kind of not experimental, but just to push the boundaries a bit more. But years ago they got because it's the government. Yeah, it's a government-funded station. They were made accountable for their ratings, and so it meant that they had to start chasing ratings and sort of, I guess, be seen that they are trying to attract as many listeners as possible. So since then, they have grown their listenership, but I guess it's kind of been at the expense of the creativity of the station. So, yeah, so I've gotten a little bit more square, but at the same time, I don't know, they still play some cool stuff, and... Yeah, definitely play some good bands and things. But yeah, I guess more of interesting stuff's happening on community radio. Yeah.
And are there certain words you can't say on the radio like there are here?
Isn't there like a George Carlin stand-up routine?
Yeah, these are the 7 words you can't say on radio or TV.
Could you say them to us right now for your podcast?
I think it's... You can say bitch.
This is a dog.
I think, although that one's kind of seems to be okay these days. That one I think is okay, but there are stations that will censor it just on their own.
So
yeah, I know exactly. But do you have a list in Australia of words, or is it just kind of?
I think it's probably just fucking cunt, really.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could say shit on the radio.
You can say shit on my station.
You probably say asshole.
Oh, you probably could. Fair enough.
What are some of the best bands coming out of Australia these days?
Right now? Who's good right now?
Buzz Mutants is sick.
Buzz Mutants is good. Living Eyes are good. Orb are real good. ORB.
I think they're on Castleface Records, right? They're on the OC's record label? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
they're great.
Mates of ours. Mates made a real good record. We went and saw them play the other night. Angie's band played with them too.
Is anyone else going to be doing solo albums?
Adam's going to make a kids record to play to his children.
Like, kind of like Kids Bop? Do you have Kids Bop in Australia?
When he's away on tour, he can just play the record. The kids can dance around.
What the hell is Kids Bop?
Kids Bop is a series.
Mix of
famous songs redone by a chorus of children.
Oh,
cool.
That sounds horrible.
Did I do Nine Inch
Nails closer? I would hope so.
Yeah.
So, what do you think would be the best Straight Arrow song for Kids Bop to do?
Ooh, American Bad Temper. It's all about tantrums.
Yeah.
Actually, Adam's kids love listening to the Gooch Palms album.
They do. Yeah. Like that's, they get by.
Yeah, that's like...
I love the Gooch Palms.
My kids, they go, me and you, me and you. They love it.
Yeah, I interviewed the Gooch Palms, I think, last year. They were great.
Yeah, they are excellent.
Do Street Arrows ever do cover songs?
We did a few at that time. We did a Dick song. We did a...
when we started, it was pretty much half covers, half original shit.
Yeah, yeah, like, Supercharger songs. Stuff like that. We did...
Cry Girl.
Oh, yeah, Cry Girl by the Candles. Going Around the Square by the Savages. We did Two Timer by the Tempos. I don't think we'll do any covers tonight.
Do we do like one Beatles cover?
Oh, yeah, so I'm Down. Look, got a Mummy Stone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ice Pick, Queen Ice Pick. What was the other one that was,
We do a Black Lips cover.
Take
as well.
A Hint.
Oh, really? Early on.
It was sick.
Has anyone ever covered The Straight Arrows?
Gooch Bombs did it at Adam's wedding. Yeah, Adam got Gooch Bombs to play at his wedding, and I'm not sure how they're touring now in America, but back then Roy, the singer, used to always take his pants off, and there was a specific pants policy for Adam's grandparents.
I didn't make them, but they enjoyed wearing clothes for once.
Cool. How much would it cost to get Straight Arrows to play my wedding if I ever had one?
You play a server, would do it.
Probably just dinner here. Cosmic.
Yeah, dinner and a drink. Yeah.
If the Straight Arrows hit the big time and you had your own celebrity restaurant, what do you think the theme would be?
Oh, that's a very good question.
There's one that we're not allowed to talk about.
Well, yeah.
Is inappropriate.
Let's see, a restaurant. I don't know. What do you call
it? Be Owen's House of Pancakes, maybe?
Owen's actually pretty cool. It'd be like, it's a specialty. Actually, Owen's girlfriend is a really good cook.
Yeah, I've got to throw it in the towel a bit. Because, you know, like, I mean, I can't imagine seeing someone, like, playing, shredding guitar and just be like, fuck it, I'm not going to play guitar anymore. That guy's too good. Maybe I was playing, if I tried to play golf and some guy next to me just, you know, nailed a hole in one, like, fuck golf, I'm not playing golf anymore. I met this girl, she started cooking, and I was like, I'm not cooking anymore, fuck it. I can't hit this hole in one.
Me and Owen do have a night, or used to have for a while, called Schnitzscared.
It's not dead.
We'd watch horror movie and eat schnitzel.
Oh, yeah, that would probably be
the theme of the restaurant. Yeah. It'd be like a cinema. Just always playing a horror movie and we eat schnitzel.
Yeah, it would be like a theater restaurant.
So people would spook you during the movie after you ate your schnitzel.
And all the waitresses and waiters would be dressed in like Frankenstein.
Zombies.
Oh, whatever movie we're watching, you know. Like House Sue, we could have someone.
Oh, that's a great movie, yeah.
Something like that, a head that bites you on the ass.
I know Danzig from the Misfits, if someone asked him to autograph a bootleg, he won't do it. If someone had a Straight Arrows bootleg, would you autograph it?
If someone had a Straight Arrows bootleg, I'd be stoked.
Or would you see the pants off of them, maybe?
It depends how attractive they were.
Ooh, la, la, la. We would sign anything. If anyone likes Straight Arrows enough to want an autograph, it would be very flattered and sad.
How many releases do the Straight Arrows have so far?
Including 7 inches? Fuck. I reckon about 10 or so.
I was pretty good at stretching it out.
10 years, 10 releases. Kind of okay. 10 years, 2 albums. Yeah.
All right, Time Lord.
Where can people go online if they want to hear Straight Arrows music?
I think we're on the internet streaming numbers. We've got a Bandcamp page. You can usually buy whatever 45 we got left over from tour run. Yeah, I don't know. It's all your regular bullshit.
And has it been since 2011 since you played in the States?
Yeah, we've been back since. Angie came back with her band 2 years ago, and we were in Europe 2 years ago, but we haven't been back here since. I mean, States is really hard to tour as a Australian band. Just, it's a long distance, there's a lot of drives. Which, you know, isn't...
It's actually not hard, it's just expensive to get here. Once you're here, it's cool, but I mean, it's way easier to tour than Australia. Like, you can actually play like every night, whereas in Australia, you can play like 4 shows.
Right, what I'm trying to say is to come here to play, you have to get a working visa.
Oh, yeah, good.
If you don't get the working visa and you get caught, you get banned for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What is the song Petrified about?
Wood.
It's about wood?
No, no, it's about being a creep, like a creepy, kind of, you know, obsessive kind of obsession, you know? So, you know, watching someone from a distance, but ultimately being unable to approach them.
Right. And you have a song called Fruit of the Forest?
Yeah, it's named after yogurt.
Yogurt? Is that a yogurt in Australia?
Yeah.
I know we have the Wallaby brand here. Ooh, I don't know if you've heard of that. Yeah,
I don't know who sanctioned that.
I saw there was a kangaroo petrol station as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, we do have those. And
a koala brand baby change tables.
Ah, true.
That's right. Yeah. So I tried Vegemite with someone recently, and I wasn't really sure how I felt about it.
It's delicious. That's what you felt about it.
Yeah.
That shit's horrible.
It's not horrible. It's
refuse.
Oh, and it's probably one of like 1% of the Australian population that doesn't like Vegemite.
1% of the population that has taste.
Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods.
Yeah, thank you for having us on Damaged Goods.
Yeah. Thank you. Damaged Goods.